Yo, what's going on, guys? It's your boy Rags. It's Bonzer. We're sitting virtually together in reality. Bonz, what's the current time?
3 hours, 7 minutes.
A little bit more traffic.
Yeah, Brooklyn Bridge has a little bit of traffic today, I guess. So.
You say the Brooklyn Bridge, bro. You don't have to go even through the city to get to my house.
I don't know, man. Like I said, I don't leave the house much, so.
Got absolutely.
Whatever fucking bridge I'm referencing. You know, there's a bridge. At some point, we have to cross, and there's some traffic.
It's the vaguest thing of all. There could be, like, a bridge to cross, like, a creek.
Yeah. There's definitely a bridge, some bridge that's notorious for traffic.
Fair. All right, that's fair.
I forget
what
it's called, but.
That's fair. So, I almost feel like this is our second podcast episode of the week. Yesterday, we made the fatal mistake to go into a 2v2 CMG tournament, which was a free entry. Therefore, every single team ever is going to sign up. But we have fun playing those, right? We just want to do it for the experience. It's not really for the prize or anything like that.
The prize was life-changing.
The prize?
$8.
Split two ways, too. So that's
split,
$4.
Yeah, split two ways. $4, I mean, it could go a long way.
That's Dunks. That's Dunks coffee in the morning.
Yeah,
For one.
Yeah, just for one.
You and the missus.
No caramel swirl or anything, but
yeah,
could get a coffee.
That's what I'm saying. So during that time, guys, we had a lot of time to fill between the games. We were a little bit annoyed, but we were kind of just like, more or less shooting the shit. So we almost felt like we did a podcast literally live, right? No joke. Didn't that kind of feel like that?
Yeah, basically. I mean, we had so much time to kill. So your chat was going off asking like hypothetical questions. Like for instance, this is a good question. For anyone dead or alive, what's one question you would ask them?
Yeah.
And it would get answered. Mine was Kurt Cobain. I would say, Kurt, who killed you? Because I know you didn't do it. Somebody killed you.
That would be your one question you could ask anyone, anything in the world.
There's another guy. His first name starts with an H. You probably shouldn't say it here. I may have some questions for him, but this Kurt Cobain one, I think keeps me up at night.
That's as Bonzer as it gets. And I said, think mine would be like, I would go to, you know, not to get religious here, but whether it's God or higher being or something out there, right? I would just ask to see how the world and the galaxy and the universe actually started. Like, I want to see that.
Yeah, but that's not a question for somebody dead or alive, like a person.
Could be.
That's just like any question in the world you get answered. Like,
yeah, that's fair.
You know what I mean?
Fair,
I was trying to reference like one person that got killed or died. Like,
that's,
you know,
fair.
But obviously your question is probably a little bit more important than who killed Kurt Cobain. Like how the world started.
I would have to think back on that and just like get back to you. Cause now that does change the whole game. That changes the whole game. That's interesting. I think I couldn't ask that. But we even got into like, we saw your wedding venue. We saw other people's wedding venues. Vamp got married in Italy, which was a beautiful location, but you called him a hardo for it. You were not surprised.
Yeah. If you go to Italy to get married, it's a hardo play.
A little bit different than the Cape.
Yeah. The Cape, City Hall, like just keep it. You know what I mean? You don't need to go full hardo. And Vamp went full hardo.
We love Vamp here.
The fucking Tuscany, Italy, bro. That's crazy.
That's legendary.
I can see a honeymoon there is one thing. But like his wedding was there? I don't know. I think it's a little hard though.
It's iconic. I think it's iconic. I wonder if he hired a chef or if he cooked, because that dude has like 3-star Michelin chef abilities according to Instagram and Twitter. So this is a little bit better than Bonzer's cooking. I'll tell you that much.
I don't even think so. I've seen some of the things he cooks and it's just like, it doesn't look edible.
Wow. Okay.
And there looks like fake decorations on like his steak.
Vamp. So when you listen to this, please tweet at One Bullet Pod and at Bonzer some pictures of your actual meals, and then compare that with Bonzer's meals.
I made tacos yesterday or quesadillas.
Taco Tuesday.
I'm actually looking at a picture right now. I might tweet it out.
Tweet it out right now, so no one has any idea. No caption, okay. No nothing. Or maybe hashtag Taco Tuesday. Then at LeBron James.
Yep. Taco Tuesday. I'm getting better at them. People make jokes, but these fucking...
Dude, you've had some depressing-looking quesadillas. Like, depressing. Like, I looked at that, and I was like...
Yeah. I'm a Warzone player. I'm not a chef, you know? Loves them. It's literally
really?
My wife's favorite meal, yeah. She's very basic when it comes to food, though. She doesn't really...
It just looks really, so dry, Bonz. Like, there was no... Yeah, I'm not a sour cream guy, but no sour cream, like guac...
No, she put sour cream on it.
Oh, there was? All right. Because the ones that you post on Twitter just looked. I mean, you need like
cream,
a gallon of water.
Peppers, cheese.
I'm not a sour cream guy, personally. I don't like
Neither
sour cream.
Neither am I.
Yeah. not into that at all. So let's get a little bit into, there was a little bit of streamer tea, a little bit of streamer drama.
Yeah, love it. Love it.
If you will, going on this week, and then kind of been going on for a little bit more, but it's really starting to come to light now. And for those listening, guys, I kind of want to present the situation and the backstory and then explain what's going on now. So if you haven't heard, Nick Merckx and Huskers are beefing. They're clashing heads. But basically, this has been something that's been going on for a long time. But now Huskers is starting to bring it to light and talk about it a lot more. So going back all the way to like when Warzone first started, basically, I think Nick and Swag were playing in a tournament together and they were playing against Symphony and Huskers. Now, at this time, think about how long ago this was. Nick Merckx was on his PS4. I mean, we're talking this is like April, maybe it's May. Like, this is really? So early on.
He was on PS4?
Yeah. I mean, I recently thought, he went to PC, dude.
I thought he went to PC in Fortnite.
Maybe for Fortnite, but I'm almost positive when he started Warzone, he was on PS4. Yeah, I know for a fact Swag absolutely was.
I knew Swag was. Yeah. You might be right, too. I know a lot of the guys were on PS4 to start.
Yeah.
Yeah, continue.
But yeah, so like, but that was the thing. Like, he used to be a big console guy, right? Console player. But the whole thing was, they were in a 2v2 wager tournament, just like you see, right? Whichever duo gets more kills within the squad match wins. Nick Merckx and Swag wanted to host the game, even though they didn't have the host for that round, because they felt that if they hosted on PS4, they were going to run into a lot less hackers, which probably wasn't even correct, but they wanted to do it anyway. Symphony agreed and was like, yeah, that's fine. Like, I don't care if they do it. But Huskers was like, no, you're not doing this. No, you're not doing this. Absolutely not. Blah, blah, blah. So Huskers wouldn't allow it, which, if you want to be honest, he had the right to decline that. He did have the right to decline it. But when your duo was kind of like, yeah, I don't care, and then you're like so hard on one way, it's not a great look, right?
Yeah, so I agree.
We can agree there, right?
And the host, it doesn't change much. It's not like they have better ping or, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If one of them was in like Europe or EU, it would be a big difference, but
yeah,
I would say minimal ping difference.
And the thing was, like, so Symphony was in LA at the time in the 100 Thieves house. Swag, I think he's based out of like Arizona or New Mexico. Like, he's somewhere west-ish coast, yeah, western exactly. side of the US. Merckx was in, I think, Michigan at the time, either Michigan or Florida. And Huskers was at the time in Kansas City. So you're talking about, I mean, it doesn't really matter
because everyone each have one on the thing. West Coast, and then the other ones are central. So it's
right.
So it's essentially the same, similar.
Yeah. So it's a little weird. Anyway, Huskers shut that down, and then Nick Merckx got pretty pissed about it, but nothing crazy like to stream or anything. Like, I'm sure he referenced it a little bit, but he like unfollowed Huskers on Twitter. And then what happened? I'm not sure if this timeline happened before this wager or right after, but Merckx thinks that Huskers stream stamped him in $100,000 tournament. Now, what happened was, again, I don't know what tournament Nick was playing in, but Huskers did kill Nick while he was in a 100K tournament. And typical etiquette in these tournaments is if you are in the lobby as another very big streamer who you know is competing for a big prize, like, you just back out. Like, that's really the etiquette around. Now, granted, I don't know the full story behind, and I'm sure Blake Andrew can fill this in on us on Twitter and stuff, but I don't know what happened, whether Huskers knew that they were in the game and then went after him, or Huskers knew they were in the game and didn't back out. Like, I don't know about that. But anyway, that left a sour taste in Nick's mouth. And also, just thinking about these two guys, right? Nick Merckx is very much bro, testosterone, gym, in your face, yelling loud, right? Huskers is more like your traditional gamer in the sense that, like, he's very introverted, very quiet, reserved, but just a freak at the game. Okay. So In no real world, I personally think, would these two guys ever get along unless Huskers was some absolute freak that carried Nick in tournaments, right? Unless they were literally teammates and Nick needed Huskers. I mean, could you ever see these guys really getting along, Bonzer? Like, you kind of know. That's what I'm saying.
No, right? Especially Nick. If Nick is the alpha in the scenario, I could see them getting along. You know what I mean? Where Huskers comes in and like, just kind of plays off of him and they play together. But Nick, once you insult Nick, once you say something like it's full on, he's going to bro you to death and do that whole macho thing. And I'll be clear. Like, I like Nick Merckx. I've been following him for a long time.
You're following him on what? Cause I know you're not following him on one.
I still follow him on Twitter, but he blocked.
I don't think you can follow when you're blocked.
Okay. So anyways, he blocked me on Twitter for some stupid reason. Should I get into it?
No, we can talk about that. If you want, what do you want to do?
Nah, different time.
Yeah, we'll do that at a different story.
So Nick Merckx blocked me on Twitter, blah, 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 whatever. Nothing serious, but I've always been a fan of Nick. Streaming, I watched him play, like, you know, Call of Duty wagers, SMB wagers back in the day. And all I remember is just his fucking traps and his shoulders.
Oh, yeah. He used to stream in just a tank top.
Yeah, exactly.
And he was actually like shredded at that time. He's put on a little bit of like marriage weight, COVID weight now.
Yeah,
he's so big, but he used to be like ripped.
Yeah, he used to be ripped. Shoulders, steroids, whatever, you name it.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, he was just, I'm always been a fan of him, but like, there's a little bit of me that's like, all right, don't play the, hey, I can kick your ass card. You wouldn't say that to my face.
Right, right, right.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's redundant. You don't really need to say that, Nick. Like, you're well known. Everyone knows you're big. You're going to kick their ass, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't think that needs to be said, because everyone's, at the end of the day, we're on a video game. Nobody's going to meet you and fight 1v1, you know?
Yeah. Well, he thought, to get into a little bit of more of a story, that's when Nick Merckx. So, you know the whole Nick Merckx Ninja T, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Basically, back in the day, Halo 3, might have even been Halo 2. Ninja, the biggest trash talker in the game still. Now he's really like kind of rebranded to be more family friendly to a degree.
Even Nick said he was a good trash talker.
Yeah. Ninja, he said he was like the best in the game.
Yeah.
And Ninja's a freak gamer. Like, people forget about, like, Ninja is a top gamer in the world and always has been. But he would always talk smack to Nick Merckx, and Nick Merckx literally, and this was back in like the OG days, Nick Merckx was probably like 16 years old. He's like, all right, when I see you at this LAN event, like, it's on site. And Ninja just keeps trash talking because he didn't think about it. And Nick Merckx and his squad like approach Ninja.
Yeah.
And just like, dude, like, it's a game. Like, you have to take it down a notch. Nothing ended up happening, but Merckx was ready to like probably eat Ninja whole.
Yeah. And Nick was saying during those times he was like training, boxing, and do you know what I mean? And also, he's with his friends. I think they're from New Jersey, right? Like, weren't they from?
I feel like he is from, I think he's from Michigan, no? Or maybe his dad coaches there, football team. He might have been from Jersey at a time, but
I don't remember. I always thought of him from being from New Jersey. Anyways, like, he even said like him and his friends are kind of hood rats, and like,
yeah,
they would, especially when you're in that group mentality where there's like four or five of you and you're like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, back in those days, you're like, all right, let's fight, you know?
Yeah.
So I think a lot of that was going on. And also,
if you see a guy like Ninja who's like skin and
bones,
that's
what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, and you're lifting and boxing, of course you're going to go up to him.
You know, Ninja's not going to take that fight.
Yeah.
So he had nothing to lose there.
So, and that's very like Gears of War mentality. Like, Nick Merckx is like a Gears of War competitive player at heart. Like, that is the mentality of Gears players back in the day. Like, they're bros. They're aggressive. They're big, and they're in your face. And
Gears pros would have beat the shit out of COD. Imagine like the Warzone pros now versus Gears pro back then. Like,
my God. Yeah, it would have been that would have been something.
Who's it? Remember like HD high distortion? Wasn't he?
Yeah, he's a bodybuilder. He's literally a bodybuilder.
Yeah, he's huge.
But he's a funny guy. I used to watch him a lot during the Fortnite days, but I've never met someone who hates like their viewers more than you. He hates his viewers more than you.
Yeah, he does. He does.
But to keep going on this like Huskers and Nick Merckx thing. So then what ended up happening, and this was back when Huskers was probably averaging like 1,000 to 2,000 viewers, which is a lot, but compared to Huskers now, it's not. Like, Huskers averages like 10,000 now. So going from getting like on Nick Merckx's bad side when this dude's averaging 50K and you're averaging one, like, he's obviously not going to say a word, right? But now Huskers has really become like a brand name, like a household name, NRG Huskers, averaging again like 10,000 viewers average on Twitch. He now, I think, feels more confident to say stuff, obviously, right? Because he's growing more, so it makes sense.
Exactly.
Someone asked him on his stream like, hey, what's the beef between you and Nick Merckx? And Huskers literally called him a man baby and went through this whole story that we just explained about the 2v2 wager hosting. But Huskers went at Nick Merckx like a lot more and really re-brought this back up.
I was surprised he said that.
Yeah. And he like didn't let it go.
It's not many people will take a shot at Nick like that.
Yeah.
Because it's not just Nick Merckx. It's like 50,000 people on Twitter in the MFAM who are going to come at you. You're going to get a lot of hate.
Yeah. Like, the MFAM is a passionate group. They will attack. And
Does Huskers have a fan base like that? Like, I would say not even close.
The Huskies. I mean, no way.
Is that what they're called, the Huskies? Like, is that a thing?
Yeah. But you're talking about Nick Merckx has been building his Twitch community for, let's call it, close to a decade. Like, there's the MFAM. Like, people know the MFAM. Like, I just said to you, the Huskies. And you're like, is that a thing? Like,
yeah, I didn't know that. I don't think they even have a group. But they've been around the community the same amount of time.
Yeah, probably. I mean, Huskers have been competitively gaming, but like,
I've seen Huskers back in COD 4. He used to play hardcore search and destroy.
Yeah.
With a kid named Stoner, and they went 100-0 in like some like GB ladder. So like yeah, they've he's always been around.
Yeah. But it's different like building your brand, right? Nick Merckx was averaging 3,000 viewers in 2016. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
He's just been growing like crazy since then, yeah. Whereas Huskers really came to light recently. But so the one thing I will say is like currently right now, I am definitely favoring Nick Merckx. But I will say like I watch Nick Merckx a lot, and there was a lot of times like Merckx would make fun of Huskers. Like he literally would have his entire chat call him like an accountant and like a nerd.
Yeah.
And like, you know, that's funny if you're like bros with the guy. Like that's Nick Merckx's like love language, if you will. Like he calls Tim Tatman fat, right? Swags he calls Cheeto. Yeah. Cloaksy he calls like a turtle, right? But like if you're not friends with the guy and you keep kind of insulting, especially a guy like Huskers who that's not like that doesn't mesh well with his personality. Like I could see why Huskers has internalized this and now it's like coming to light. Like it's not crazy for me that Huskers is going after him a little bit more, calling him a man baby, all this stuff. I do think though it's childish. Like Huskers is being childish. Like,
yeah, even Nick, he tweeted about that comment. He goes, did this guy just call me a man baby? Like
yeah, like a man baby.
And the cringiest quote I've ever heard, well, not ever, but in a long time was Husker is saying in his Twitch chat, like, I'll say it to his face, bring him to my Discord.
Yeah, like, what's that?
As if that was his face.
Yeah.
It just shows you, like, gamers, they're just like, it's all online. It's no one's prepared world, to, yeah, it's just so, like, say it to my face, bring him in my Discord chat.
Bonds, you know the meme of the two dogs barking at each other and growling at each other through the fence, and then literally right next there is an opening? Yeah, like, that's literally what's going on now. But to spice the tea up even more, so we got our recruits on the street sending us some information, okay? Agent Charlie Boy is one of Nick Merckx's mods. It probably has been for a while, okay? Yeah. He went into Husker's stream, and he was banned, like, already. So he messaged, Charlie messaged one of Husker's mods, like, yo, he literally said word for word, hey, brother, can you let me know why I'm banned? I've never even been here before. The mod responds back, I don't know, but Huskers is the one that banned you, so it's going to stand. And then the guy's named Volky, who is Huskers' mod, blocked Charlie from sending him any private messages. So Merckx went through, I'm sorry.
Huskers
went through and blocked manually all of Nick Merckx's mods.
I wonder, since that happened, I wonder if other mods have went in to see, like Brad, like some of the bigger mods. I wonder if they've checked to see if they've been blocked as well, you know?
Yeah. I'm sure they have. Like, I'm sure Uleed is blocked and Brad's Nathan. Yeah. Like, these guys have, you would imagine that they're blocked, but that was something that came out of nowhere. Like,
it's a little childish.
Yeah. And like I said, like, I can understand. I really can understand why Huskers is acting this way. And if you really are shocked after like presented that whole story and putting yourselves in Husker's shoes, I don't think you can blame him for being upset, but there's better ways to handle this. You don't really have to act childish, which is more, I'm pretty like, I just like the tea. I'm a fan of the tea, but I'm more team Nick Merckx on this one.
Yeah. If I had to pick team Nick Merckx or team Huskers, I'm team Nick Merckx, but again, I'm biased. I never really watched Huskers. We're also controller players. We grew up playing Call of Duty on controller.
It's so different.
Nick Merckx is the face of controller gang.
Yeah.
And also for me, and I know Nick Merckx actually posted, I saw a video on YouTube today where Nick was saying that he thinks Huskers is just jealous. Huskers is also making fun of one of his gym streams. So I'll send you the video after, but Huskers was watching one of Nick Merckx's gym streams and he had like 25K. And he's like, why are people watching Nick work out? Like, this is bad. Like, shouldn't they just be in the gym?
Sure.
Like, they're just watching Nick Merckx.
But meanwhile, like, he's streaming video games. Shouldn't your viewers just be playing video games? What a coward.
And Nick Merckx went off on this and he was saying that a lot of his jealousy, and that Huskers thinks he should have a bigger following just because he's good at a video game.
Absolutely.
And Nick said, we know this too. Like, people always say, how can I get people to watch my Twitch? It doesn't matter if you're the best player in the world. You can have a 5-6 KD and have nobody in your stream. And Nick made a great point. Like, it's about building a community, being entertaining, you know, being funny. Like, you don't need to be the best player. Look at Tim the Tap Man. Look at Maven. Yeah. Look at Nick. they're all better than average for sure.
Right.
But they're not as good as Huskers. You know what I mean? And Huskers gets like a third of Knicks viewers.
And that's the thing too, is like, people always ask, how can I grow my audience? And part of the thing people have to realize is there will always be a better player than you out there. There will always be a better player than you out there. Like, there is no doubt about it. So the ways you overcome that is being like really caring about your community, doing things other streamers won't do. And back on Twitch, like, let's call it Fortnite days, if you were one of the top players, you would get following. In Warzone, first of all, now everyone will write you off as a hacker, as doing something shady, Netduma. So that is like gone. The way to grow on stream now is really to do stuff outside of Twitch, which has never been like that before. Like,
you won't grow on Twitch only doing Twitch.
Yeah, you won't even get a viewer.
No,
you won't even get a viewer.
If you started scratch and only went on Twitch and just streamed Twitch, and you had no presence on other social medias, what do you expect? People are gonna go into Call of Duty Warzone and just scroll to the bottom,
scroll for hours,
and find you, and be like, "Oh, let's." So, I know we went off a tangent here, but like to grow Twitch, like you said, you need to grow every other platform.
Right. Yeah,
it's not just, hey, I'm gonna have 20 viewers one day randomly find me, or I'm gonna get randomly hosted.
Right.
And Nick made up another good point in that video. He was saying that 100K tournaments, Huskers is going to have like 100K viewers watching, because he makes it far.
Right.
He gets more viewers. People want to see that. But the next day when he's doing his casual stream, he might only have 8K viewers.
Yep.
So the drop off is crazy, because he can't maintain. Obviously, you're not going to maintain 100K.
Right. Tournament days are so different, but that's a massive jump. Yep.
But it's a massive jump, and a lot goes to, people want to watch you at your best when you're in tourneys, but like when you're playing normal games, nobody really gives a fuck because you're not entertaining.
Right.
Basically what Nick was saying.
Right. And to a degree, right? Some people will care a lot more about gameplay. Like, I've watched Huskers before, but it's, again, right, with Huskers, you know what you're, and the funny thing about Twitch streamers in general, right, is like when you go into a channel, you know what to expect, right? If you're going to see Tim Tatman, you know, moderate to above average gameplay, but it's like hilarious the whole time, right? Yeah. Same with Nick Merckx, but even better gameplay. You go into Huskers, you're talking about like minimal chat interaction, really no jokes, but pub stomping everyone. But
yeah,
I mean, yeah, but it's like, it's also like, how much of that do people want to watch? And don't get me wrong, the dude's built a big following. Like 8K viewers is insane. 10K viewers is
100%.
Insane. But to get to that next level, like, it takes a long time, and people have to mesh with like your personality. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I also feel like there's so many viewers. Like, Nick already has such a huge base. They're just going to always be MFAM Nick Merckx. They're always going to be Nick Merckx.
Right.
So Hustlers is going to have to bring in new people.
That's like, the thing, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's not going to be many people now, especially after all this, that they're not going to overlap from Huskers to... Obviously, some will. There's always going to be a few people. But now it's like, if you're Huskers, Nick's not one of the guys you come at. He has such a large base.
Yeah.
I think he was just kind of fed up with it. And he
don't
was
blame
like, you
him
know
again.
What?
I don't I'm blame not, but there's not, better ways to handle it.
Yeah. And just to throw shit at Nick here, like I said, I know he'd kick my ass. But like, one of the things where I lose a little bit of respect is when he brings up the real tough guy mentality, like where I'm from, we'd throw the hands.
Yeah.
A lot of that. It's just like, we're all playing video games at the end of the day. Like,
yeah, it's not that serious.
Fight you.
Yeah.
And a lot of that too, picking on Huskers, it's low hanging fruit, calling him like a nerd and like,
right.
It's just easy low hanging fruit. It's a little corny.
Yeah.
But Nick, again, he's such a big following. He speaks his mind. So like,
that's what I'm saying. He's reached a point where it's like,
he doesn't give a fuck.
He doesn't care.
No. So it's, I'm team Nick Merckx for sure.
Yeah, me too. And I've mentioned this a million times, but I've been watching Nick Merckx since 2016. He's, in my book, he's the best streamer hands down, and he gets rewarded for being that way. And he has probably one of the sickest gaming setups I've ever seen in my life in this man cave. And it's absolute goals. It's just goals.
Yeah.
No,
it is goals. And I think how he got there is, like you said, building that big community. Yeah. But I think the perfect formula is being really good at a game and being really entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, having both.
You need every different avenue to work for you.
Yeah,
literally. Exactly. Right. Like, because some people don't care about personality, but they care about gameplay. Some people don't care about gameplay, but they want your personality. And when you get the people who care about both, and then you throw that into one stream plus community, like, that's a winning formula.
Yeah.
But the thing is, people will have that and they don't realize how long it takes. Like, even blowing up, like, it takes so long to actually get there, and you're fighting through the daily ups and downs. It's a stretch, and that's why you see so many people sit on the couch and they're like, I could do what Nick Merckx does. And then they try, and then they're like, then they have more respect for what he does, because they're like, damn, this is a lot harder than I thought.
Yeah, so, for me, the biggest thing for me would be building a community. Like, that's something, I go into your Discord and I see the messages back and forth, and I respect brothers, all I have to say. Like, I just genuinely couldn't talk to people like this all day and be friendly, upbeat, and nice. Like, that's just coming from a place of sincerity. Like, I really...
Yeah, but you're authentic, at least.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But that's why you do a podcast, because you're talking. There's, besides me, there's no one else on the other end. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's actually true. But it's just like, your chat, you guys are always talking about different topics, and they're so helpful with each other. Like,
yeah, they're good.
Talking about recipes, like where to go on vacation. Like, there's just people talking all day.
Yeah.
And it really, building that community is like what gets them coming back in your stream every night. It becomes like, oh, it doesn't even matter what you're streaming. You could be streaming fucking, you were streaming, what's that game? The map?
GeoGuessr.
GeoGuessr. Mad fun. Like 40, 50 people. So
yeah,
over time, that's going to be 60 people. It's going to be 70, you know?
Fingers crossed.
So that is the way to build your Twitch community, to grow on Twitch social media, is like having a fan base, not a fan base, but having a community that messes with you, that likes you, and just enjoys talking to other people around you too.
Yeah. And the big thing you do is just simply be authentic. If you're not authentic, first of all, everyone's going to see right through it. And you can't like play this persona and this person you're not for like 8 hours a day on stream, Discord, Twitter. Like, it would be way too draining. Like, it wouldn't be possible. Like, yeah, I streamed 2020, 52 days on Twitch, if you count all the hours together. You cannot like not be yourself. You know what I mean?
I told you I wouldn't be able to play. So I've seen you play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I've seen you play GeoGuessr.
Yeah, mad fun.
You're talking your chat. You're like, oh, how was your day? How? And me, like, there, obviously, we're different. There's something wrong with me, probably. But it's just, like, I could never be friendly to all these people all day. Like, I would just be like, just shut the fuck up.
You were mad you got on a sub train yesterday.
I was kind of mad, yeah. Because I have to show emotion. I got to say, hey, thanks for subbing. Like, I'm just not used to it.
We're playing together. You're like, man, I just got a sub train. How do I react? I'm like, just that. Unplug the mic or something. Unplug your headset.
And don't get me wrong, I would love to have 1,000, 2,000 subs, but for selfish reasons. Like, I would just want money.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
but you're again, the richest guy I know.
I'm not looking to build a community. I'm just looking to, I do like streaming. I do like people coming in and watching. But outside of Twitch, I wouldn't see myself having like a Discord where people come in and talk.
Right.
And I just personally don't like it.
That's fair. And literally to each their own, everyone builds
it. But I like entertaining. I like talking. I like talking to people. I like playing. I like streaming. So.
Yeah. I got to find a way to get that GIF out of you smacking your cam. I think we got to use that more. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think so. Primo made that for me as a when people sub to me, I can have that as like one of the.
Oh yeah. Also, you have finally an emote.
Oh, I do have an emote.
What is it, Bones?
So it's I don't know if you recall. You should recall, but it was one of that. It was the worst day of my life, and ahead of my grandparents dying in a car crash. It was my worst night. Was your stream night? Was I think you were on a 1,200 sub train and you started to cry.
Right.
So my new emote, check it out, twitch.tv/BonzoGorgon, $4.99. It's all that's required, and you can use this emote. It's Emrags crying. It's a great emote. I didn't think it would come out as good as it did, but Primo, I don't know what he did, like how the resolution came as clean as it did, but he's like, hey, Bonzer, I know you suck with technology, but just click like here, insert, and hit apply, and it was ready, so.
Do I get any royalties for that? I could probably take you to, wait, this could be our small claims court. This is how we get onto small claims court.
Yeah, let's do it.
Remember, I don't know if we talked about this on a pod. I don't think it was on a pod, but maybe it was off pod. We were shooting the shit. And we said that it would be hilarious if me and you were on one of those daytime shows, like a Judge Judy or something.
Yeah.
Where I was prosecuting you. This actually could happen.
Send it my way. I'll send it to Vamp and we'll have a day in court.
You got Vamp. I got Governor. Governor,
I don't love my chances. Gov's a nerd.
Governor, hey, we talk and about Vamp, low-hanging fruit and Bonds throwing out the
end. Yeah, I know.
Oh, nerd, I can't, yeah.
But, Vamp is not equipped for that. He would just throw out memes.
Which could work. It depends on the judge. Depends on the judge.
Judge is like, I like this guy.
Yeah. So we did want to get into like the tier list. Do you want to get into the tier list, or you just want to hit these viewer questions that are coming in on Twitter? What do you want to do?
We'll do the viewer questions.
Yeah. So how about this from JLit90? Absolute legend, by the way. Thoughts on moving from kill race to 2v2 tourneys? I know we've talked about it. Bonds, hit the highlights.
Yeah, 100%. If you haven't already, that means you have a NetDuma, you have a router, and you're exploiting SBMM. Like, if you're still doing kill race tourneys, trios, quad kill race tourneys, I'm like 75% sure you're probably exploiting skill base.
Right.
Because it's the only way you have a chance of winning. You're not going to go into a regular trio, squad kill race, one of these big 10K tourneys and win fairly, unless you have a Duma or your Noobs, Aiden. What's that? It's like Noobs, Aiden.
Dude, it's Tommy. What a joke, right? It's Noobs, Aiden, Tommy, and who's their fourth? Is it Raiden?
Almond. It doesn't even matter.
Maybe Jukesy, it's someone.
Like, it's somebody that you're not going to win.
Yeah.
I've been invited to those tournaments, the mainland 10K. And I'm like, why in the fuck would I ever play in this tournament?
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to beat them for. They have people who land on their head after Gulag, like stream snipers.
Yeah.
They're probably using routers. Like, there's just no way you're going to beat that team. They average, like, they each average 20 kills a game. Like,
yeah, and that's like, a bad game for them. Like, if they drop 80, that's, like, their average. Whereas, like, for anyone else, that's, like, holy shit, we just popped off. You know what I mean? It's a different world.
So, yeah, if you haven't already switched to 2v2s, I would do 2v2 wagers. That's all I can do now is a 2v2 wager.
A lot more fun to watch as well, because every moment matters. Whereas like a kill race, that's what always gets me. We've talked about this a lot, is like the pulling back, right? Like the pulling out. Like, you drop 5 kills super, but your team died. You got to pull out and requeue. It's like, fuck, that's wasted effort.
And you have an opponent too. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're playing off of two people. You have an opponent. The kill races, you don't know what's going on. You don't know how
people
many
don't
points.
Report scores. It's annoying.
Yesterday, that tournament we did, 2 hours. We played 2 games in 2 hours.
And that was a one and done. It wasn't even like a best of two. Or three.
One and done. I mean, we would have literally played till like 10, 11 p.m. That tournament probably ended at 11.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for $8 too. $8 too. All right, question coming in. Speaking of the devil himself, he's got a lot of airtime here. Vamp World. Vamp. Bonzer and Rag's favorite N64 game. For me, Bonzer, this is easy. It's got to be Super Mario 64. I just don't see there being any other game. That game was revolutionary.
Did you say Super Mario?
Super Mario.
It's Mario.
Oh, you with the Mario.
Jeez. Yeah,
hey, chat. I mean, it's got... Hey, podcasters, listeners. I say Mario. Mario.
That was probably my favorite game too, but to be different, I'll go like GoldenEye.
Great game.
GoldenEye was fun. GoldenEye, 007 was fun. That was like one of the probably the first like shooters I like remember.
Yeah.
Looking back, it was so like, if you look back at the graphics, it was
so
like
funny.
A long way. It's how so far funny. Away are we from like us like feeling pain when we die?
Yeah, right? Like a little shock in the arm.
Dude, think about in Warzone how hard you'd camp if you actually got shocked when you like got shot.
Oh, that would be the way to change your playstyle immediately, right? To not never yell at someone for camping a loadout again.
I wouldn't push loadouts. I would literally just camp in a building. I'd be Gov in a private match. Gov actually, we made amends. He was camping my loadout in a private match, and I'll never forget it.
Was his loadout there as well, though?
It doesn't matter. He already had got it. Are you going to camp a load? You're going to camp your own loadout after you got it?
I love how you literally beefed with him for, no joke, 4 months.
He was banned in my Twitch chat.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, we're cool now, though.
All right, thank God.
We stand Gov here.
Yeah, we do stand Gov here. Absolute.
So you actually showed some of my videos on your stream, I remember.
I believe you sent them to me.
I believe you told me to send
it. I definitely brought it up, yeah, for sure. I mean, and I even tweeted yesterday, and I stand by it. I am genuinely upset at how athletic you used to be.
Yeah, that's a key word, used to be. Like, right now, going upstairs, my knee cracks, like, my back.
Yeah.
I probably couldn't even touch the rim right now, I'll be honest, so.
Yeah, but that's, like, a normal guy who's 5'9". Like, the fact that you literally could dunk at 5'9".
Yeah.
That's
golden
nuts.
Days.
But that someone did say that that hoop was 9 feet. So what do you say?
It wasn't 9 feet.
Are you sure?
I've dunked in many places. I've dunked in high school gyms. I've dunked in LA fitness gyms. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just that rim where I've dunked.
for those listening at home too, you want to explain your box jump thing? You were what, 15 years old? Explain the box jump story.
Yeah. So the box jump story is I had a buddy who worked at a, it was called Gridiron Training. I don't think they're in business anymore.
I was going to say no free ads.
It was an athletic gym where like college athletes would train, you know, D1 athletes, old professional athletes, they would train here. And I had a buddy who ran the show and he was like, hey, Bonzer, come in. I want to show you, like, I want you to do box jumps and I want to test your vertical. I know you could, cause I could dunk. So they all knew like, hey, like what, I wonder what your vertical is.
Right.
So we tested my vertical. It was 39 and a half inches. I couldn't get to 40, but I also not once ever trained on how to, there's like posture things you do for your vertical leap.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's like explosion drills. There's like some sort of like method to getting a little bit of a better vertical leap. So I couldn't get 40. It was my, I tried like three times, whatever. And they were like, well, let's do box jumps. I started, I did like 50 inches pretty easily, 52 inches, 54. And I think the gym record was like 65 or 64. And the kid who did it took like a step and then jumped. So it wasn't really like a box jump. Yeah. You're not really supposed to do that. So I went up to, I think I did 66 inches with like a running start. So it's like official, unofficial, like, record. It's just funny too, because like the video, the things are like up to like my eyeballs.
Yeah, no, literally up to your nose.
Yeah, and then I take a couple steps back and just like float up.
Like that's legit next level. And I think in my, at my best, I want to say seriously, my vertical was probably 26 inches, which is like, I'm almost positive that's like slightly above average.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, but 39?
I was just able to like float. Like that's how I was known in high school. People be like, oh, that's the kid who could jump high. I'd go to a basketball court outside and they'd be like, oh, that's Bonzer. He could dunk.
You were Bonzer back then?
I was not Bonzer back then.
I'm just curious.
But they'd be like, oh, that's the kid that can dunk. Even ask my brother. Like my brother would go places. They'd be like, yo, can you dunk like your brother? Can you jump like your brother? And he was just like, no, man, I can't. And it seems like you probably 25 inch vertical, like just came out of nowhere. I never trained for it. I was just always able to like run and jump.
It was the mental game, right? Every night you would go to bed thinking about it.
Basically. I was also hooked on like putting the hoop to like 8 feet when I was younger and just doing crazy dunks.
Yeah.
It's like maybe that played.
Could have.
That practice, you know, but.
Built you up. Wait, so we just got a question come in from Fnac. So this would be the last listener question. Why isn't Bonds in the Olympics? Dude's an athletic freak. This literally came in 50 seconds ago. That's funny timing.
So I appreciate the gas, but here's the thing with, so I did 1 year of track. I think I was able to do two events on the bus on the way to our third event. It was like an away game, 20 minutes away, 30 minutes away. We get to the place. My coach goes, hey, Bonzer, stop here. I got to talk to you. I said, what? Like what? He goes, you failed math class. We're going to have to kick you off the team until you get your grade up. So I was like, why wouldn't you tell me this before I got on the bus? I would have played video games.
What?
I would have stayed home. So yeah, I failed math class. I got kicked out of track. Never brought the math grade up. I was like, I don't need you. You need me. You know what I mean? That was my mentality.
To math?
No, to track.
Oh, okay.
And math.
Wow.
But I was like, ah, fuck it. I don't really care about like track anyways. And also I was a 2-footed jumper. So all the track events require 1-foot jump. Long jump, you're 1 foot. High jump, you're right. 1 foot. Triple jump, you're 1 foot. There's no like 2-footed jump.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was fast, but there were faster people on my track team than me. I wasn't the fastest. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I was never going to be like an Olympic athlete.
What about like table tennis or something? Like something.
I was really good at table tennis. I could basically play any sport. Like I could pick it up pretty quickly.
Really?
Yeah.
Just things that didn't translate to Warzone, you know?
I mean, Warzone too.
Yeah. Depends who you ask, I guess. Depends who you ask, Bonzi. For those of you who made it to this end, we have a small announcement. We're not going to announce the announcement yet, but we're announcing the announcement's announcement. So look out for a tweet Monday. Just look out for a tweet Monday from One Bullet Pod. Could be some big news coming next episode.
What time?
You tell me, Bonds.
Maybe when you wake up at like 2 p.m.?
2 p.m. Pacific, right? So it's 5 p.m. Eastern?
That's fine. Whatever works.
Okay. But look out, guys. for a tweet from One Bullet Pod. We've got some exciting news to come. And on top of that as well, once we have the announcement, we are going to also start uploading episodes to YouTube. We have a couple previous episodes that we would like to upload to YouTube as well. So if you haven't already, subscribe to One Bullet Pod on YouTube, also on Apple Podcast, and follow on Spotify. Please leave a 5-star review and comment why or what sport you think Bonzer should have went to the Olympics for. Let's leave it at that. But hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we'll catch you in the next one. Cue the outro music. Imagine we had outro music.
Do we have that?
No. Damn. GG.